In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Not too long ago, a parishioner was telling me about how they became a chalice bearer here at Epiphany. It was not an easy decision for them. They had some trepidation at first. This arose from fears about themselves, because at different points in their life, they had doubts about their faith. They knew they had sinned over the course of their life. Because of this, they worried that they were not an appropriate or worthy enough person to serve in this ministry. Talking with a former rector about it, they were told not to fear, that their past sins or doubts should not keep them from serving. God would use them as a vehicle to do God's holy work. Thankfully, they took this to heart and did not let their fear keep them from the altar. I got permission from them to share that story because it got me thinking about the rest of us, and really about Episcopalians in all of our parishes. I started to wonder how many of them thought, or even decided, that they were somehow not the right type of Christian, not a worthy enough person to serve at the altar. What is the right person? What is a worthy enough Christian? If not having any doubts, if never wrestling with one's faith was a requirement of being a Christian, then I do not think there would be any Christians at all. We need look no further than the people who Jesus handpicked himself to be his disciples. Time and time again during his ministry, we see them with their doubts, doubting what they have witnessed and listened to, trying so hard to make sense of what they have seen and heard. Doubt, confusion, hesitation, these are all part of what it means to be human. These are all burdens we as humans carry. When we turn our minds and hearts towards God, we turn them to the infinite, the mysterious, the divine. We see through a glass dimly, not able to comprehend what we strive to see. And so doubt, confusion, hesitation creeps in. Just look at our first reading from Acts. Here we find Peter, the one who denied Jesus three times, the one who openly rebuked Jesus for his teachings in public. Here we find him doing the work of the church. Here we find him doing the work Jesus Christ has given him to do. His past doubt, confusion, hesitation do not bar him from hearing and answering the call of Jesus Christ. I began to wonder what a worthy enough person to be a Christian looks like. Again, turning to Scripture, the answer seems to be anyone and everyone. Tax collectors, thieves, prostitutes, all of these and more at some point encounter Jesus and become his followers. Sinners of every stripe were called by Jesus. Sinners of every kind responded to his call. Our gospel reading today tells us that Jesus has come to gather all of his sheep to him into one flock. The claim Jesus made of being the Messiah would have been a bold and shocking claim to the people of his day. But bolder, more shocking, were the people Jesus claimed to be of his own flock. The poor, the lowly, the overlooked, the sinner. This motley crew is his flock, his people. None of them are defined by their sins. None of them are made unworthy by their sins. What makes them worthy is the redeeming love of Jesus Christ. What defines them is their accepting that love and living in response to it. Now, I'm sure you all have your own reasons for why you have never been a chalice bearer. But if it were up to me, if I had my way, you all would be chalice bearers. Each and every one of you, if you wanted it, would be a bearer of God's holy cup. I want that because I want you to experience what it is like to have doubts, to have confusion, to have hesitation, and to come forward to God's altar and to serve God. To come forward and discover that even though it might be hard for you right now to see God, to hear God, to feel his presence, he is still here waiting for you. Jesus is still here offering you his food and drink of eternal life. I want you all to be chalice bearers because I want you to experience the view from the other side of the communion rail. I want you to be able to look at the face of each and every person that comes forward. Young and old, black and white, liberal and conservative, friend, relative, stranger, maybe even enemy. I want you to see this motley crew Jesus has called. I want you to see this flock our good shepherd has gathered around himself. This flock brought together out of his deep and undying love for us. Each of us a sinner, each of us imperfect, and yet in his eyes worthy of his love, worthy of his mercy, worthy of his salvation. This altar is where we come to offer up ourselves to God, our whole selves, complete with our sins and our doubts. We bring all of that up with us because that is a part of who we are, and we cannot hide it from the sight of God. God knows us perfectly in every way. We are sinners of his own redeeming. We are sheep of his own flock. We are his beloved children, and he calls us without ceasing to hear his voice and to live out our lives full of his love, grace, and peace. I know there will probably not be a run on the office door after this service for people begging to be chalice bearers. But I hope and pray that you know that all of you have been given gifts by God to share with the community. All of us have been called to share those gifts with our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Those gifts are as varied, unique, and as complex as each and every one of us. But the one thing they have in common is that they are all meant to be shared. They are all meant to be used for the good of the community. We do not hide the blessing God has granted us under a basket. More importantly, we do not keep our gifts and talents, our callings, hidden from the flock because we fear we are a sinner or an unworthy servant. All of us have a part in this body. All of us are a gift from God, called by name. And if you do want to be a chalice bearer, see me and we can talk about it. Perhaps you can share your gifts with the rest of us by bearing God's holy cup. And maybe you can find out for yourself what a gift it is to hold that cup, to discover the faith God has put in you, to encounter the people God has called together, to hold in your hands the precious blood that makes you worthy, that forgives your sins, to bear that precious gift to a world that so desperately needs it. Amen.